Psalm 119, the verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. These verses, 1 to 3 of this great psalm, they are a preface. They're an introduction to this long chapter. Now, we said last week that there are 22 sections, 22 rooms, if you like, if you compare this to a great house, which we did last week. We'll keep that image in mind too this morning. There are 22 rooms, and in each room there are 8 verses. And in each section, each of the 8 verses begin with the same letter. In the room 1, verses 1 to 8, each line begins with Aleph, the first Hebrew letter. And then verse 9 to verse 16, another 8 verses. Each letter in that room begins with Beth, the second Hebrew letter, and so on continually throughout the 22 rooms until the Hebrew alphabet has been fully covered. Now, of the 22 sections, the first is the most important. The first is foundational. The first leads into everything else. A way to picture it is as a great house, as I said, and the entrance porch and the hall. That's what we have in verses 1 to 8, the entrance porch and the hall, that grand room, which has a twofold division. There's a porch, and then it leads into to the hall. That's where you start. And then in the hall, there are 21 doors, 21 rooms. And you go from the hall into each room. And then, in a sense, when you finish that room, you come back to the foundation, back to the beginning, back to those early principles that you learn when you go into this house. And then you can pick another room, and you can go into that room, and so on and so forth. And so if we look at it this way, and I think that's a good way to look at that psalm, you can see then that the porch and the hall, verses 1 to 8, form a very important section. And this morning, that's the section that we're in. We're in the porch this morning. That's verses 1 to 3, the porch of the hall. This is the entrance. This is the preface. The porch, or the preface, is distinctly different from the rest of the house, from the hall, from the other 21 rooms. It distinctly stands out as an introduction. It's like Psalm 1, isn't it? Psalm 1 is a preface psalm to the whole Psalter. And verses 1 to 3, though still a part of the grand hall, the entranceway, but verses 1 to 3 are a kind of a preface, an introduction to the whole psalm. And therefore it's very important. And you notice that it begins with the same word. The preface psalm to the Psalter begins with the word blessed. And the preface to the Psalm 119 begins with the word blessed. In fact, it's doubled. In Psalm 1 it only occurs once. But in Psalm 119 it occurs twice. Verse 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way. Verse 2, blessed are they that keep his testimonies. And the word blessed begins with the letter Aleph. So it's a very important place, the porch. It tells you with what spirit you are to come into this house. It tells you the kind of house that you are entering. You catch the atmosphere straight away in the porch. You don't make any mistake about what the house is going to be like. It prepares you. It lays the foundation for you as you make your way in. It tells you the kind of attitude that you should adopt as you enter. And also it's very encouraging in the preface because it draws you in. It's welcoming. And what I want to do this morning is to present to you a picture. A picture that I trust will help you as and when you enter into this psalm, to read it and to study it and trust will help us in the weeks ahead as we enter into it. So we're in the porch this morning of this grand house. And there are four things about this porch that I want to leave with you. First of all, the porch introduces us to the kind of house that we are entering. And then secondly, in the porch, we take off things as we go to enter in. There are things to take off. And as well as that, there are things to put on as we enter into the house. So all that takes place in the porch, in the preparation, before you go in. And then lastly, in the porch, we receive a great welcome from the owner of the house. That happens at the porch. So those four thoughts with this picture in mind, that we are at the entrance hall of a great house that will really bless us if we go into it with the right attitude, with the right spirit, with the right mind. So the porch introduces us to the kind of house we are entering. What kind of house is this? Well, it's a sanctifying house. It's a house that will sanctify you, that will purify you. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Those are the words that meet us at the entrance. We read them immediately on entering in. They're like a plaque on the wall. This is what God wants us to be. This is why he has built this house. This is what he desires for his people. That they'll be undefiled, that they'll be holy. That there will be a people who will walk in his ways. That there will be a people who do no iniquity. A people who are like himself. It's a holy house. It's God's house. In this house, by the Spirit's power, you're coming in here to be made this kind of a people. A people who walk in his ways, a people who are undefiled, a people who don't do iniquity. At the entrance, you are kind of asked, is this for you? Is this the house you want to come into? Is this the house you want to enter? Are these the things that you want to deal with? That you want to know about? Holiness of life. Do you want to come in here at all? So you're told at the very entrance door, this is what the house is about. It's a sanctifying house. It's for the undefiled. It's for those who don't want to be doing iniquity. Are you that kind of person? Are you interested in coming in here? Because if you're not interested in being the undefiled, if you're not being interested in walking in God's way, you might as well come no further. You can stop here and you can turn around and you can go away again. Because you have to know here, this is what this is about. Maybe you've entered a shop. I'm sure we've all done that at times. We've entered into a shop. You maybe just wander in off the street. You haven't seen through the front window or whatever. You've wandered into the shop. But immediately you see something at the entrance and you're kind of embarrassed. This isn't for me. This is not the shop I want to be coming into. And so you turn around and you go out. Well, that's what this preface is like. God isn't going to bring you in under some false notion. Do you want to come in? You're welcome to come in, but do you want to come in? This is what this is all about. This is the kind of shop this is. This is a shop that deals in holy things. This is a shop that deals in sanctification. This is a shop that deals with holiness of life. Are you interested in that? Are you interested in being holy? Are you interested in a holy walk? Then come on in. This is your shop. But if you're not interested in sanctification, then you won't want to come in here. You'll want to go into other shops if you're not interested in sanctification. But if you're interested in sanctification, you've come to the right house. Come on in. That's what's happening here at this entrance. So it is a sanctifying house. But it is also a seeking house. It says there that seek him with the whole heart. This is a house for seekers. Seekers after God that seek him. Not half-heartedly, but with the whole heart. If you're a seeker after God, this is your house. In the porch, you are told you have to be a seeker. And in the porch, you are made to feel the need for prayer. You're made to feel the need for prayer because you're made to feel unworthy in the porch. You're made to feel inadequate. You're made to feel that you need the Lord. Because you see, it talks about being undefiled and about doing no iniquity and the whole heart being a God seeker and walking in God's ways, and you realize that you haven't done that the way you ought. And so you begin to feel inadequate, unworthy. You begin to feel poor and needy. You want to be undefiled. You want to walk in God's ways. You do want to be doing iniquity. And you want to get the benefits of coming into this house. And so what do? You begin to pray. You learn to talk to God. And verse 4 immediately begins with prayer. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. And so prayer is starting. Where did this prayer start? In verses 1 to 3, you heard these words from God. What you're going to get in here. And then you begin to pray. And do you know, that's what makes the preface so different from the rest of the psalm. Because all of the psalm is addressed to God, except the first three verses. All of the psalm is a prayer, except the verses 1 to 3. There's no prayer in the porch. It's an introduction. It tells you something. It puts you in the spirit of prayer. It does something in your heart. But it's not a prayer. It's preaching. It's exhorting. It's you being told. And then when you hear that, when you listen to that, you step foot into the hall, you go into all the rooms, and every line thereafter is directed immediately to God in that pronoun, thou. Talking to God. There are only three verses in this whole psalm where there is talking to you. And after that, it's talking to God. So you get to talk in the porch. You have to listen in the porch. That's why the porch is so important. So you get the spirit of prayer. So you feel the need to pray. So you can enter into this house with the right spirit. It's a spirit of prayer. The spirit of a seeker. So the address is at the porch. And ever thereafter you learn to know God and to walk with God through prayer. And I have to say that this psalm is not just studied, men and women. It is a prayer psalm. It's learnt by praying. It's to be prayed. It's breathed in and out. In and out. Every verse, every room, you have the spirit of prayer. You're breathing it in and out. It's not just breaking it down, getting theological notions of the words and the ideas. No, you're to pray it. You're to breathe it in and out and make it part of you. That's so important to learn to know God. This is how. As you pray, you know God in prayer. As you commune with the Lord. So what I'm saying is, this is a prayer book. And you have to learn this psalm as holy breathings. Holy breathings. So when you get through the porch, and have learned all about the house and the porch, then you go on in. But you must go in the spirit of prayer. Thou hast commanded us, oh, that my ways were directed to keep them, thy ways. And that is why when you visit each room, before you go into the next You come back into the hall area, the porch area. Again, to be reminded of this. To have these foundational principles that are laid out here in this first section again being embedded in your mind and heart. Then you go into the next room with the same spirit of prayer. So verses 1 to 3 then are about preparing your heart to pray, about getting into the frame, the right frame in mind to enter into the house, into prayer. And whenever we pray, we do something like that, don't we? We don't just rush into God's presence. We endeavour to still our hearts, to get a consciousness of God, to put out some thoughts and to adopt a reverence and a right attitude. Whenever we pray, we open the door, we go in, and then we shut the door behind us. And that's what this porch is like. You're entering in, you're shutting the door behind you, you're getting the right atmosphere, the right spirit. Remember the Lord Jesus says, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, there's something to do before you pray and say, Father, and begin to say, thou hast commanded us. Before you begin to address God, there's the opening the door, there's going in, there's a closing the door after you. And thy Father which saith in secret shall reward thee openly. So this porch is like that. You open the door, you go in, you close it behind you. You're in a house now to seek God. That's the first thing. We get the right idea, the atmosphere of what the house is about. And then secondly, in the porch, we take off things as we prepare to enter into the house. Whenever you go into the porch of a house, what do you do? Well, it depends on the culture, of course, and the country that you're in. Maybe not so much in our culture. Certainly in the East, the culture of the Bible, the culture where the scriptures have arisen out of, it is common among humankind in ages past and in the East to take off your shoes at the entrance place. The walking shoes are for outside. You don't bring your walking shoes into the house. You have to take them off. The walking shoes are for outdoor life and are not for indoor life. And certainly not for this house, this indoor house, which is a holy house. You have to put on softer shoes. You have to put on spiritual slippers. The shoes fitting for an indoor clean house. There has to be a change. You have to put out things before you go in here. You can't bring them in with you. Especially those unholy shoes that have been stained with being outside. You can't bring them in with you. There are things to take off. The porch reminds us of a blessed are the undefiled in the way. You're hit with it straight away. This idea of defilement. This idea of uncleanness. And so the porch reminds us of what God said to Moses. Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. You're coming into a holy house here. Take off your shoes. This is holy ground. Remember the Lord said the same thing to Joshua. Loose thy shoe from off thy foot. The place where thou standest is holy. And you feel that straight away here in the porch. You see, the Lord is in the house. You're coming to seek the Lord. You're coming to know God, who walk in the law of the Lord. You're coming into the house to commune with him, to get his grace through the means of grace, his word. You're coming in to meet God, to obtain his blessing, the heavenly blessing. So take off your shoes. Have a right attitude. Have a right prayerful attitude. You're coming to meet with God here, you see. You notice that the Lord's name occurs in verse 1, right at the door. I think it occurs about 24 times in the whole psalm, the name Jehovah. It's not used a lot, But it is used at strategic little points throughout, and of course, right at the porch here, verse 1 is going to be used. This is about knowing the Lord, about seeking Him with the whole heart. And you have to take off your shoes to do that, to know God, to commune with God. It's a house about the Lord. It's a house about the lawgiver, the Holy One. It's about the Lord who gave His word, the Lord's name Jehovah, the eternal God, the unchanging one, the self-existent one, the God that we need and depend upon, the thrice holy God. He abides within. And so take off your shoes at the porch before you go into the rooms to pray the verses with the spirit of prayer. The psalm is very important. And this psalm and walking in worldliness do not go well together. You can't run through this psalm with irreverence and with carelessness. So in the porch, you are to take off things, the defilement, the iniquity. They do no iniquity. Take it all off. The carelessness, the heartlessness. Seek Him with the whole heart. You're to throw off the heartlessness and the carelessness and the defilement. Remember how so often in the Bible we are told this about putting off things. God is always telling us to put off things. Why? Because we seem sometimes to have them on. Well, this is a psalm. I really have to say, you have to take those things off if you're going to go in here with profit to your soul. Remember how Paul said, put off concerning the former conversation the old man. Put off the old man, which is corrupt. Remember James said, lay apart all filthiness. Lay apart the uncleanness. Lay apart the bad behavior and the naughtiness. And receive with meekness the engrafted word. And that's the attitude you have to put it off. You have to get the washing at the door. Peter puts it this way, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies. And all, not some evil speakings, but all evil speakings. Lay them all aside. Put them all away. Take off your shoes. Take off that coat that has been defiled in the world outside. Take it off. Remember how the epistle to the Hebrews puts it? Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily and also probably very frequently beset us. And let us run, or as in this psalm, this context, let us enter in to the house that is set before us, to go into every room. Let's lay it aside at the porch. May the Lord help us to do that. Put off all these things, Paul said to the Colossians. A good verse to write here in the porch. Put off all these things, not some of them. Not, don't be selective, but every one of them. The left shoe and the right shoe. Put off all these things. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy. Filthy communication out of your mouth. Put it all away. So you're to lay things off. And then thirdly, we are to put on things as well as we enter the house. It's not all about taking off, is it, at the porch? There's putting on too. Take off the shoes, but yes, there's also something to put on. And in some places, they would have softer shoes or slippers maybe for you at the door that you could put on as you go on in. There might be something else. at the porch. If there's something you need in the house, if there's something you have to have for around the house, they'll give it to you at the porch. That's where you'll get it. Pick it up. Pick it up. God gives us things to take up at the porch, something to put on. The main thing to take is the Word of God. You don't go in here without the Bible. The law of the Lord. His ways, His testimonies. We're told at the very porch, the law, His testimonies, His ways. Pick these up. Pick these up. These are what you're bringing in with you. You have to take them in with you. His testimonies. You get the Bible in the porch. You can't enter here without the Scriptures. Come in. Yes, come in. But don't come in without your Bible. Don't come in without the Ten Commandments. Don't come in without the Scriptures. Welcome to come in, but you have to come in with the Bible. This is a Bible house. Every verse, every line practically has to do with the Bible. It's called different names. Testimonies, Torah, the law of the Lord, statutes, precepts, truth, judgments. Different names for the Bible. But every room, every verse is Bible-centered, Bible-based. You don't go in there without the Bible. You're praying over the Bible all the time. In every room. You pray about your Bible. You pray for light on your Bible. You pray for grace to obey your Bible. Every prayer is about God's Word in some way or other. Or some attitude concerning God's Word. And so you can't come in here Bible-less. It doesn't make sense to come in here Bible-less. It's like going into a swimming pool without water. It's like sitting at a table at a restaurant without food. It's like being in a gym without the gym equipment. You come with the Scriptures to pray with and over them. So you can't come in here and leave His law outside and leave His testimonies and His ways and His truth and His word outside the door of the house. If you come through the porch, God makes sure you take up the Bible in your hand. Because that book is going to be so much of the prayer in the house. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to thy word. Teach me thy statutes. In some of the rooms, that's the prayer you learn to pray. Teach me thy statutes. So you have them. You have them before you. And you say, Lord, teach me them. I have them. I know them. I know what they are. I'm not asking where are they found and what are they. But I'm saying, teach me them. Give me the grace to know them and obey them. I meditate in thy precepts. You'll be saying that in some of the rooms. Lord, I meditate in your word. But if you don't have the Bible and you don't use the Bible, well that's a lie. How can you pray that? If you haven't brought your Bible in. So you have the Scriptures. Thy testimonies are my delight, is what you'll be saying in one of the rooms. Really? Have you left it outside the door? Is it outside the house? Have you brought it in with you? To truly tell the Lord that. For my delight, Lord. So you can't come in here Bible-less. You can't come in here and neglect the Scriptures. I've chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. You brought it in with you. This is one of the verses in one of the rooms. I've laid it before me, Lord. Here it is. I have it with me. Take up the Scriptures. Bring them in with you. Give me understanding, and I'll keep thy law, and I will observe it with my whole heart. And on we could go quoting, always about the Bible. So you put on the Bible, bring in the Scriptures. You have to put on sincerity, thinking with the whole heart. The undefiled gives the idea of being sincere, genuine, not false. And you go in with zeal and fervency and enthusiasm. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. And so you have to get a heart full
for God. You have to get fervency and enthusiasm and sincerity and desire.
So we're learning a lot here in the porch. That's the third thing. But then, lastly, we also get at the porch from the owner of the house a welcome. Whenever you go into a house, you'll be met at the door and you'll be welcomed. And that is what is happening here. There is a welcome for us. The Lord has a word for us. We get a greeting. Maybe it's not a long greeting. Just welcome. Come on in. Or maybe you go into the porch and maybe it's on the wall. Or some places have a mat on the floor and there'll just be one word on it. Welcome. Welcome to this house. Maybe you found that at the doors. If you've gone around the homes here at the doors and the outreach, sometimes you would see that. Welcome. Welcome to this house. It's at the porch. It's at the entrance. And God here gives us a welcome. He encourages you to take a holy entrance. He doesn't turn you away. He doesn't deceive you either. He tells you what's going in here, what it's like, what it's about. He doesn't want you coming in under false notions. But if you know what it's all about, he welcomes you in if you want to come in. And the word that God uses is one of the best words that we could ever hear as sinners. Blessed. We who are of the cursed race. We who are of fallen Adam and under the curse, who could never expect to hear such a word from God. And yet, if we want to go in and have these aspirations after holiness, God says, blessed. Blessed. You're welcome. There's a blessing for you here. What is in here won't do you harm. It'll do you good. You're entering into the blessing and into the blessedness of godliness and sanctified living. And this is what is important. True blessedness. You see, this isn't a trivial house. You know, you can go to many places and you engage in many things and you'll not be blessed. But this is a house of blessedness. This blessedness, as I said last week in the introduction, this blessedness is dealing with eternity, with being living forever and ever and ever with God. This blessedness never ceases. This is the blessedness of eternal realities and of spiritual life, about everlasting happiness and bliss of souls. So the Lord here is saying this in the porch, that this is the right way to blessedness. You've come to the right place. This is important. Holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. You've come to the right place. You're blessed if you enter in here. And so this is the right way to blessedness. This is the right place. And this is what God wants you to aim at. To be your purpose when you come in here. You come in here for blessedness. You come in here for the joy of the Lord to begin to become your strength. So the Lord says, come on in and enter into being the blessed one. You're welcome. So enter in, people of God. Enter in and seek him. Enter in. Every week as we come to the psalm, enter in and seek him with the whole heart and ask his reviving blessing and his sanctifying grace to be upon our expositions of this great portion of God's word.